Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Mark Daly in the studio. And joining us on our sports line, we're welcoming to the program Coach David Cox, who is coach of the Northwest Equestrian Team. Coach Cox, thanks for joining the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, now, how long have you been coaching the equestrian team at Northwest?
It's been 21 years.
So just a short while.
Just a little bit.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is something that completely 100% was not on my radar at all, not just for Northwest, but really for any school or even as a sport, high school athletic type sport, until you had called me last week after we were talking with one of the other coaches. I believe it was a tennis coach. So I guess how important, how involved, how much of the high school experience is the equestrian team at Northwest?
It's a pretty good experience, and the school gives us a lot of support. The team itself, we have had riders actually transfer into the district because of the team, and I have one on there right now that came from Jackson High. To be on our equestrian team and go to school at Northwest.
Nice. All right. So how many kids do you have on your team this year?
Currently, I have 5.
Okay. And this is the senior. You have 2 teams. This is the senior team, and then the younger student athletes are in the spring, correct?
Correct. That's basically the middle school. We actually do 5th graders, too, but up through the 8th grade.
Okay. So these are students... again, please forgive my ignorance. These are students who have their own horses then?
They either have their own horses or access to a horse. It may be, you know, a grandmother, an aunt, or somebody like that, or that can use a horse. Okay. The school does not, unfortunately, own horses.
Right. I didn't think so, but I just wanted to be clear. Because, I mean, for a lot of the other sports that are involved with the school supplies them with everything. I didn't think horses would be on that list, but so they have access to their own horse. I guess what qualifies them? How do they become eligible to be a part of the team?
Have a horse and want to join. And I will, okay. We take any, you know, skill level there is from having very little skill to, you know, somebody that's a pretty good rider.
Okay. So one of the things that we haven't talked about a whole lot, like with the tennis program, there really wasn't a whole lot of knowledge in the community about that program, but it was a wildly successful program at Northwest. Same thing with the equestrian team. Not a whole lot of people know about it. Hasn't really been talked about at this level, as far as I can remember. But you have a tremendous amount of success with your team.
Yes, we have. Over... my tenure, either being some type of champion or reserve champion, I think we have 14 of them.
Okay. Wow. All right.
So, and we just gained a couple this year.
Outstanding. Outstanding. We'll get to that in a second. Right now, tell me about the kids that are on your team. Highlight those student athletes for us and tell us about your experience and their experience this season so far.
Well, I have on the team of the 5, 2 of them are seniors. I have a sophomore and 2 freshmen.
Okay.
The 2 freshmen were on our junior team that came out of the middle school, and so they kind of moved up to the high school team. The 2 seniors, one was in the junior division and came up to the high school and has been with me for 8 years.
Okay.
The other senior is a transfer, like I said, from Jackson High. And then the sophomore was also on our junior team, and this is, you know, their second year on the high school team.
Okay. So how's this work throughout the season? When does your season start? How many matches a week do you have? And tell us about your success so far this year.
Okay. Well, for basically, season starts in March when we start up with the junior team, and we start practicing because normally we have for them 1 meet, maybe 2 meets sometimes, but normally just 1 meet for them, usually in late May, early June. So, and then shortly after that, I take a week or two break, and then we start up with the high school for practices, and they do theirs meets in the fall. Okay. And that consists of three meets at the district level.
Okay. Are they competing against, what, Jackson County schools? Is this statewide competition? Tell us about the competition.
Okay. Well, we belong to an organization called the Michigan Interscholastic Horsemen's Association, okay, which is divided up into 20 different districts within the whole state, including the UP. Don't have too many schools up that way, but most of them are in the Mitten.
Right.
But we belong to District 10, and that encompasses like the Jackson, Hillsdale, Lenawee County areas, and we end up having schools from anywhere from Adrian to Clinton to Manchester, Milan, Waldron, Saline.
Okay.
So.
All right. What's a typical competition look like? Is it jumping? Is it other type of events? Tell us what the students experience when they're going through the competition.
Well, there's basically four different disciplines that they ride in, and that is Western, which most people know what like in the old Western movies, that type of saddle and everything. They have another one called hunt seat, and that is the one where in the English outfit, like going for the hunt for foxes, you know, type outfit. And there's another one called saddle seat, which is another type of English riding, but more of like the Sunday afternoon in the park type ride. And then we have what is called gymkhana, or the speed events, where you do the barrel racing and pole bending and stuff like that.
Okay.
But we do also in the hunt seat division, there is the jumping. And then also in we have what's called showmanship, which is basically showing your horse in hand on the ground. And that usually happens first thing in the day. And then after that, the riding events all start up.
So does your... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And there's 17 different classes or events that the riders can go into.
So does your team do like a little bit of everything, or does each student athlete have their own specialization that they focus on?
A lot of times they come to us with their own specialization, but I like to have a well-rounded team that can do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Part of the thing too is the way the system is set up through MIHA is that schools are based on the size of the teams, not the size of the school. And there are four basic divisions in MIHA that if you are a A division, you have 10 or more riders. If you're a B division, you're between 10 and 5. And then C division is 3 to 5. And a D division is 1 or 2 riders.
Okay.
So then you're competing just against schools that have the same amount of riders on them instead of the size of the school.
So it sounds like you're in that C division then.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So how has the season gone so far this year?
It went fairly well. We started out the first meet we had, we were in second place, but we were down quite a bit. I think it was like 32 points from first, and then came back in the second meet and wound up gaining on the first place team. And then the third meet, we really came out strong and wound up winning the districts after that. So
nice. Okay. Outstanding. And then what happened this past weekend?
Well, once you win districts, and the way they have it set up, first and second place, basically the grand and reserve champions in the district in each division can go on to regionals. And that's what we did, is we wound up going up to regionals, which was in Mason.
Okay.
And we wound up starting out a little slow on Friday. We only had one rider going into an event. There was just a few events, and then came out strong Saturday morning, kind of went down a little, and we were bouncing around first and third place most of the day, and then at the end of the day on Saturday, we wound up tied for second, only 2 points out of first. And then Sunday was our last day. We came out still kind of bouncing around some, and then came on strong late in the day and wound up being the regional champions for our division.
Wow, congratulations. So regional champions means that you move on to some more competition.
Yes, in 2 weeks we go up to Midland for the state competition.
Has Northwest been able to pull in any state championships in the past?
Previously we've been to the state championship 4 times.
Okay. All right, so what do we expect? What's the competition look like? What's going to happen here in 2 weeks?
I'm not sure who all is our competition yet. I haven't seen the rest of the regions, because we're divided up into 5 different regions, and we all had our competitions yesterday.
Okay.
So, and I'll probably be able to start seeing some of that today. But I know as you progress up, it just gets tougher and tougher competition.
Right, right. But, I mean, just to get through districts, then to get through regionals, and to just be in the mix with the best of the best at state, that's outstanding. And that's a story. Congratulations on such a successful season so far.
Yes. And I think this team has been a very good team. They've gelled together very well. Even this last weekend, we had some of our riders who were having an issue and didn't do too well in their class, but another rider that was in there seemed to step up and help gain some points for us.
So being in the C division, is that roughly where you pretty much settle in year after year, is about that that size?
Well, C or B. We've actually had an A team before of about a dozen riders, and it bounces around. I think we've had a team with 2 riders, but most of the time it's in that same area of riders.
Can you share the names of the athletes that will be competing in 2 weeks at the state level?
Oh, yes, I can.
Yeah, please do.
We have, I'll start out with my seniors is Caitlin Summer. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Skylar Tucker.
Okay.
And then there's Rachel Keeler, Ava Connor, and Karen Birkenpile.
Outstanding. Well, we wish them and you all the best of luck in 2 weeks up at the state, and we look forward to getting that update from you once you've competed, all right?
Will do.
All right. David, thank you so much for joining us here on Talk Back Jackson Sports here today, and we really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.